This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee begins 2 days of meetings today, and if everything goes as expected, tomorrow it'll announce an end to the taper, the end to the stimulus known as quantitative easing. Kate Davidson reports on what's next.
For 6 years, the Fed has used some form of the unconventional monetary policy known as quantitative easing. When that ends, the Fed still has its conventional tools.
So the Fed still can influence short-term rates, 30-day rates, overnight rates.
Morris Davis is a former economist with the Federal Reserve Board.
It just has decided it will not try to influence longer-term rates like the 10-year Treasury or mortgage-backed securities.
But even if the Fed stops its bond-buying program, it won't stop buying bonds. Ian Lingen with CRT Capital Group says the Fed plans to replace all those securities it owns as they mature. It wants to maintain the size of its balance sheet with trillions injected in the economy. Here's the thinking.
We've put that much more money into the system, and we've provided that much more stimulus. And as long as we're not shrinking the size of our balance sheet, then we are continuing to keep our foot on the pedal.
We're just not accelerating more. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.